Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. The Dropkick Murphys are the reigning kings of Celtic punk. Big band, big sound, and a whole lot of Irish-American pride. Their new album is going out in style, and on this St. Patrick's Day, they're in the house with us. This hour on Point, the Dropkick Murphys.
We waited together for the cowards to come.
And what a pleasure to have them. You can join the conversation today. Does the Dropkick Murphys Celtic punk get your heart pumping? What's your St. Patrick's Day word? Question for the Dropkick Murphys. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And you can comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. We've got a whole lot of Murphys in the house today, five of seven anyway, pretty good. On banjo, Jeff DeRosa, thanks for being here, Jeff. On guitar, Tim Brennan.
How you doing?
And on whistle, Scruffy Wallace, thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. And the Dropkick Murphys lead singers, Al Barr is here, welcome Al.
How are you? Good to be here.
It's great to have you. And Ken Casey, welcome Ken. Thanks
good
so
morning,
much for coming
sir.
In.
Thank
wow,
you.
It's great to have you with us. You're performing, I think, every night in the St. Patrick's Day week.
Every night.
So it's good to have you with us right now. Just terrific. And I have to say, right off the bat, the new album, going out in style, it is fantastic. Kind of classic, your stuff. And you put it together in a hurry. I mean, what, you just started last August or September
yeah,
and
August,
slammed
September,
this thing in.
We just locked ourselves in a room and didn't come out till it was done. That's the only way to do it now.
It's a great, great album. And you introduce us here to kind of an Irish-American and kind of a fictional guy, Connie Larkin. Tell
Connie
us about
Larkin.
The story of the
old
man.
Friend, Connie Larkin.
Who's Connie Larkin?
As we were writing the album, kind of drawing on a lot of family history and just stories of our lives, we noticed a lot of similarities, you know, and to the character, even though it was like maybe one guy was my grandfather, one story was from, you know, James's grandfather, and different things, we decided it would all be kind of nice to just tie it into one person. And the title track is basically kind of a rowdy Irish wake theme, essentially, like if you could, you know, plan and be at your own wake. And
picture Connie Larkin's wake, your fictional sort of amalgam, lots of folks you've known, grandparents,
yep.
parents, and all the rest.
Right.
There is at his own wake, kind of telling the story of
telling
his life.
Story. And that was the first song we wrote, and we just thought of it backwards. Well, this was the end of his life. Let's tell it through to the beginning. And of course, you know, I feel like we're pretty decent songwriters, but we're certainly not authors in our own right. So we decided to
not
enlist.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
We're reach writing our own tell-alls at the
okay.
time.
But, right.
So we enlisted Michael Patrick McDonald, the great author from Boston, from
sure.
South Boston. And, you know, he identified a lot with the story and wove in, you know, his own grandfather's stories. And he actually put the name and the face on the character. And, you know, I had basically an obituary that I had drawn up, and he's turned it into a full story. And it's still he's getting ready to debut the second half of the finale of the story. The story starts in the liner notes, and online we're going to release the rest of the story.
The prequel. So sort of song by song, you're telling the story of your Connie Larkin. You're going to play it on out in an actual story, maybe sort of an online book or more.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe a Broadway play.
This is new media. And song by song, it's not just his story. It really is, in a way, the Irish-American story that you're telling here.
Yeah, well, it's definitely generational, because there's some songs, for instance, that are about, you know, the character, you know, the character's grandchildren and whatnot. So, you know, it crosses all the boundaries, and it's definitely like he was an Irish immigrant and came here and, you know, built a life for his family and his children. And maybe we are the children, maybe we're not. You know, it's definitely left open enough to be something that, I guess we like the term theme album instead of concept, because it's not like if you don't want to.
It's not a rock opera.
Yeah, if you don't want to read the Connie Larkin story,
it doesn't
you don't
matter
have
a bit. I have to tell you, I threw the CD on, didn't know the story, and who cared? it's off to the races. Al Barr, you're the only guy here who's not Irish-American, Scots, German, and all the rest.
Exactly.
But when you're out on the road and you're taking this show on the road and you've got those big audiences that we know that come out for you, I mean, does everybody get a little Irish in that audience? Does it matter?
I don't think it matters. I think our songs transcend those cultural boundaries. I think they always have. I mean, we see the kind of the same responses that we see in the U.S. audiences in Europe and in Japan and Australia. All the places that we've gone, we're really blessed with that. And I think the folk aspect of this band, it's music of the people, you know what I mean? And so I think everybody kind of relates to the universal themes that we have running through the songs.
Boy, do they. St. Patrick's Day, and we have the Dropkick Murphys with us. Their new album is going out in style. It is terrific. Here's a track from the album. Let's get into it. Deeds, Not Words. Deeds, not words, liar and a traitor. Now we've got the proof. We've got the big bagpipes coming in there. What's the story in this song, Ken Casey?
That was just a little, I guess, our version of a bit of a, you know how rappers have diss songs. I guess that's the Dropkick Murphys equivalent of it. There's a few characters in Connie's life that have done him some wrong, and it's kind of his bite back,
his
payback at
song.
Them. But I think nowadays, when you listen to the news, there's a lot you could apply that to in your head, you know. I've already thought of a lot of things that I think about when I hear that song now, you know, a lot of people that I think of.
Things gone wrong, people done wrong.
Yeah, and not been forthright, you know. But so I guess you can apply it to whoever you're not liking at the moment.
Oh, well, take us on in there. Take us into the Dropkick Murphy view of the world.
Well, I mean, it could be
things that are wrong, things that are not right. What are you thinking
about?
About
the governor of Wisconsin. Who knows? Whatever you want to make it, you know?
You've got a song on that front. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. And there it is. The big bagpipes come, and what a sound. We've got five of the seven Dropkick Murphys with us this hour.
Couldn't get the other two out of bed.
Yeah. they're playing every night. Remind us. You're 15 years in now? Something
15,
like?
Yep.
Take
yep.
us back to how the band began.
Oh, man. We started on a dare. A kid that I work with, I kept saying, I'm going to start a band. And he said, I dare you to open for us in 3 weeks. And I had never picked up an instrument before, so it was quite a challenge. And we did it, and it was never supposed to leave. Basically, we practiced in the basement of our friend's barbershop, and it was supposed to stay there, but We answered that challenge, and next thing you know, 15 years later, so you never, you know, be careful what you're asked for. Yeah. You never know. You might get it.
What made it punk, Celtic punk, right from the beginning?
Well,
it was terrible.
The first song we ever wrote was called Barroom Hero, and basically it just kind of had this, I guess there was no real Irish instrumentation. It was just that it had, I guess, the vocal delivery and the melody. All the original reviews said it sounds like the Ramones meets the Clancy Brothers, and we didn't even purposely try to sound like that. We said, oh, maybe they're right. Maybe we got something here. So that's the avenue we went.
Let's get a call right here. We got callers piling in from Paris Island, South Carolina. Courtney is calling. Courtney, you're on the air with the Dropkick Murphys. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you.
A little tired.
Good. I know that St. Patrick's Day is an extremely big deal for this band, and so I was just wondering if there is a particular St. Patrick's Day that is the most memorable for y'all, and I can take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Thanks, Courtney. What do you say?
I would probably say the year that we played in the St. Patrick's Day parade here. We played on a big float, and any band can finish a parade. It takes a real band to get kicked out, and about halfway through the parade,
we were asked to leave.
The parade went left, and the cops told us to go straight.
Why? What up?
You know, I think there was just a lot of kids following the float, and
they weren't
just
staying on the sidewalk.
Yeah, just like little crowd control issues, and the police hit the panic button, and
they ejected us from the parade.
From the streets of South Boston, ejecting the Dropkick Murphys.
We ended ended up back on the main drag Broadway, which is now open for traffic.
A rogue float.
So it's pretty funny.
That sounds like a pretty good venue. Are you playing tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So
yep.
Your celebration will be on stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that sounds great. We are with the Dropkick Murphys and really happy to be so on this St. Patrick's Day 2011. Just terrific to have them with us. They're out with a new album. Tells the story of the character Connie Larkin. Cornelius Larkin?
Yep.
It's sort of the everyman, Irish-American, working-class guy and the story of his life, picking up all kinds of tales from their own family, grandfathers and fathers, grandmothers and mothers, and it's all on the disc now. It's really terrific. With me in the studio, well, hail. The gang is nearly all here. Scruffy Wallace and Tim Brennan. Jeff DeRosa is here. Ken Casey and Al Barr. Terrific to have them with us. You can join the conversation with the Dropkick Murphys. Is this your band? Do these guys make you move, move your heart, make you stomp and dance a jig? What do you say today, St. Patrick's Day, to the Dropkick Murphys? We'll go out of this segment with Broken Hymns from their new album, Going Out in Style. The Dropkick Murphys will be right back for your calls. 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK on this St. Patrick's Day. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We are with the punk rock Irish-American sensation, the Dropkick Murphys, on this St. Patrick's Day. Here's their I'm Shipping Up to Boston. Featured in the movie The Departed, also the song that Boston Red Sox pitcher Jonathan Papelbaum does his trademark jig to. And boy, does he like to let it go. The Dropkick Murphys are in the studio today, 5 of 7 anyway, and you can join the conversation. Is this your band? What do they give you, say to you? Is this the sound of your working-class, hell-raising heart? Have the Murphys done Irish music a favor by taking it punk, keeping it real? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK with Jeff DeRosa on the banjo, Tim Brennan, guitarist here, Scruffy Wallace on the tin whistle, and lead singers for the Dropkick Murphys, Al Barr and Ken Casey, all right here in the studio. Bruce Springsteen makes an appearance on this album as well. We will hear a little bit of that later on, and we're going to have some live music in a moment here. You can join the conversation, 800-423-8255, on this St. Patrick's Day. Pride of Place goes to caller Seamus from New York. Jay, New York. Seamus, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Seamus.
Good morning, Tom. Hey, Al. How you doing, guys?
How you guys doing?
I just want to say... Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Seamus.
I just want to say I'm working class stiff. I've been listening to Dropkick Murphys since they came out. I love the beats, you know, being a German Scott Irishman myself. The music, you just can't help but to get up and jam. You know, can't help but to just slam around and have a good time. Me and my wife's name is Darcy. We've been married for 25 years. Our love song is Dirty Glass. And we cherish you guys very much. And I can't wait to get out and get the new album.
It's a great one. Thank you, Seamus. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Another right here from Homer, New York. Emily, you're on the air with the Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
I have a question for the Dropkick Murphys. I saw them in Belgium, and it was one of the most rowdy shows I've been to. And I was wondering if they often get things thrown at them, and also what's the most interesting thing they've ever had thrown at them.
Oh, there's a question.
Oh, man. You know, over in Europe, there's this whole crew that comes and follows us, and they throw rubber chickens at us.
For real?
It's an inside joke on some. I think our drummer is friends with them, and they throw rubber chickens. I don't know what. I still don't know what it's all about, but You know, a lot of beer. Matter of fact, I got beer thrown in my face the other night in New York, of all places. I was telling a story to New York about how in Philadelphia the other night they had the audacity to say, F Bobby Orr.
Uh-oh.
An anti-Boston, anti-hockey.
Right.
So I was relaying the story to a fellow original six city in New York and said, can you believe that those savages in Philly would do something like that? And as I was saying it, a beer hits
me
right
in the
face.
Oh, man. Don't mess with Bobby Orr.
No, don't.
Don't mess with Bobby Orr. Lots of response online here as well on Facebook. GTB says, love the Dropkick Murphys. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Joy in Malden, Massachusetts. Joy, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Joy.
Hello. I was at the show last night, and I just wanted to say thank you to the Dropkick Murphys for playing Take 'Em Down.
You're welcome.
I have a lot of friends in Wisconsin. My mom is actually a Wisconsin teacher, and so I got one of the T-shirts. I was really glad to hear that song and that recognition for the people in Wisconsin.
Our pleasure. Maybe you'll even hear it today.
Let's hear it right now. Take 'Em Down off the new album.
Sure.
Going out in
right
style.
Now?
I mean, tell us
but
a little bit about this, because we've got questions here. Blank says she'd like to hear about the roots of your support for the working class and unions, and that's what this song's all about.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, part of our family history, and, you know, this song was actually kind of inspired by, ironically, you know, written well before that anything came here about that original fight for collective bargaining and the struggles to organize in the 50s and stuff, and, you know, here we are. We write the song in August, and next thing you know, something that took so long and had so much blood, sweat, and tears put into it to gain these rights, you know, being stripped in a matter of weeks. So.
I think you sang it in Milwaukee not so long ago.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were just there.
Take 'Em Down is standing up for the working man. There's some rough language in here, be forewarned, but not so very, very rough. But here they are in the studio live on St. Patrick's Day. The Dropkick Murphys, we're going to hear it right here. Take 'Em Down.
One, two, three, four! When the boss comes calling, he'll put us down. When the boss comes calling, gotta stand your ground. When the boss comes calling, don't believe their lies. When the boss comes calling, he'll take his toll. When the boss comes calling, now you sell your soul. When the boss comes calling, we gotta organize. Let them know. We gotta take the bastards down. Let them know. We gotta smash them to the ground. Let them know. We gotta take the bastards down. When the boss comes calling, be on your own. When the boss comes calling, will you stand alone? When the boss comes calling, will you let them in? When the boss comes calling, we stand and fight. When the boss comes calling, we must unite. When the boss comes calling, we can't let them win. Let them know, we gotta take the bastards down. Let them know, we gotta smash them to the ground. Let them know, we gotta take the bastards down. We gotta take the bastards down. When the boss comes calling, he'll put us down. When the boss comes calling, gotta stand your ground. When the boss comes calling, don't believe their lies. When the boss comes calling, he'll take his toll. When the boss comes calling, you sell your soul. When the boss comes calling, we gotta organize.
Yeah!
Let them know. Take the bastards down, let them know. We gotta smash them to the ground, let them know. We gotta take the bastards down. Let them know. We gotta take the bastards down, let them know. We gotta smash them to the ground, let them know. We gotta take the bastards down.
The Dropkick Murphys, there's one for Wisconsin on St. Patrick's Day. Take 'Em Down from the new album, Going Out in Style. Thank you so much. It's so great to have you right here in the studio. That is just terrific. Just
great
terrific.
It's great
to have you in on this day. And boy, do we have people piling in to talk to you. Great song. That one's for you, Wisconsin. Tanya in Boston, you're on the air with the Dropkick Murphys.
Hi, boys. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's.
What do you say, Tanya?
I got to tell you, it's wonderful to hear you guys on here. My 7-year-old comes to your concerts. My 78-year-old grandmother comes to your concerts.
Yeah.
And you appeal to everybody in Boston. We love you.
All right.
My question for you, Rude Awakenings.
Uh-oh.
What
Jesus.
Is the inspiration behind that? Oh. I've had many mornings like that.
Maybe you know then, Tanya.
Stick to your mornings.
I'm a 35-year-old old bird, so I just might.
we've all had those mornings, I suppose, and I think you know what it's about just as much as we do.
St. Patrick's Day, a few people may have that morning tomorrow. Tanya, take it easy, but enjoy yourself. Matt in Boston, you're on the air with the Murphys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
How you
happy
doing?
We're doing wonderful. Quick question for you. You got the most rabid fan base in the world. And, I've been, Kenny, you know who this is. You can tell by the voice.
Matty V?
Matty V.
Oh, no. Matty.
Fan base is in the house,
you
too.
You can never do a radio call without someone you know calling in.
Of
you
course.
Know?
Exactly. Hey, but you know what?
The guest list is full tonight.
All right, dump this call.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't calling about that. Yeah, right. Everybody should support NPR. But seriously, you have an affectionate term for a lot of your fans like myself. And if you
Mama Luke. Tell,
people, that's right. I just wanted to hear the story behind that.
Mama Luke, yeah. That was coined by Vinny Stigma from Agnostic Front. That's what he calls the fans that come backstage and drink all your beer. And we got a lot of them.
Agnostic Front, that's getting way back in punk history. Mama Luke.
Yeah, Mama Luke.
Matty V, don't drink all the beer, Matty V.
Not today.
thanks for calling, though. Thanks for
calling.
Thanks,
Maddie.
All right, Maddie.
You know, you guys, you're punk, and yet you can hear so much folk and kind of traditional Irish music right in here as well. I mean, what makes it punk? Is it always punk? Are you punk at every moment, or punk sometimes and sometimes not?
Well, we're all punk rockers.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, when we started out, really, that's what we were, and it was like punk rock with an Irish influence, whereas, you know, I always said the Pogues were an Irish band with a punk rock influence, and there was the difference. And, you know, but we've always tried to be diverse in the music and have, even in the early days, we'd have an acoustic song here and there. So, yeah.
We're going to hear from Spider Stacy of the Pogues before this hour's up. I'm excited
All
to
right.
do that. We've got another song you're going to do for us live, and I really want to hear it. It's called Memorial Day. Tell us about it, Ken.
Memorial Day was kind of basically the summation of the album. The lyrics kind of summarize just that overall, struggle to get ahead in America and mm-hmm. the success one can have if they, you know, put their nose to the grindstone. And it was just kind of
it was like an homage to our, you know, the generation of our grandparents. You know,
tough times, good times.
Well, it just seemed to me that, you know, there's something missing in today's generation that our grandparents and even to some extent our parents had, that, you know, to kind of persevere through anything and to survive through it. And, you know, today with the Twitter and Facebook and GPS and everything, we're so self-reliant. I mean, we're not self-reliant. I mean, we're so reliant on, you know, technology.
Yep.
And where would we be without it when it hits the fan, you know? And I just think that, you know, those past generations, you know, they just persevered through everything, and they didn't, you know, they weren't waiting to be told what to do. They knew what to do when there were bad times. And I think, you know, we've lost a lot of that today.
Old school. Let's hear it. We're glad for it on this St. Patrick's Day. Jeff DeRosa, Tim Brennan, Scruffy Wallace with us in the studio of the Dropkick Murphys, and lead singers Al Barr and Ken Casey from their new album. Let's hear it. Memorial Day from Going Out in Style.
Find a way out of your problems when you're broke and your back up against the wall. If you sleep on your own, the chances, they'll never come around again. So dig deep and swing for the fences, you never know it might work out in the end. Come join the fight, so we can change the way we're living. What's left inside, if you believe, believe we'll never give in. Come join the fight, turn away and you'll be sure to lose it. Hold on to those dreams, they're the one thing they can't take away, no! I was young and I wouldn't hear it, you had opinions, I had mine too. Just a kid with all the answers, a pompous pride and not one clue. It's getting late now, shadows falling, as the
sunset, summertime. There's always something there to remind me. I try to keep up and still fall behind. Come join the fight so we can change the way we're living. What's left inside if you believe, believe we'll never give in. Come join the fight, turn away and you'll be sure to lose it. Hold on to those dreams, they're the one thing they can't take away, no! What's left inside if you believe, believe we'll never give in. Young and I wouldn't hear it. You had opinions, I had mine too. Just a kid with all the answers, a pompous pride and not one clue. Come join the fight so we can change the way we're living. What's left inside if you believe, believe we'll never give in. Come join the fight, turn away and you'll be sure to lose it. Hold on to those dreams, they're the one thing they can't take away, no. Come join the fight. Come join the fight.
Come join the fight. Hey, the Dropkick Murphys in the house with us right here at On Point in the studio on St. Patrick's Day. I've got to tell you, I'm just on cloud nine to have you here today. Not just because it's St. Patrick's Day, which is good enough, but to hear that working class power and strength and pride and determination in the song is terrific. I really salute it. It's so good to hear these days. Lorraine in Dannemora, New York. Thanks for calling, Lorraine. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for having the Dropkick Murphys, and thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Yeah, same to you, Lorraine. What do you think?
I think that these guys are the working class heroes of music. You guys really epitomize everybody that when your music plays to every generation.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Everybody that, you know, like one woman said, a 70-year-old to the 78-year-old. But you represent, like, your song for the working class. We need you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need you, says Lorraine, and we all know it. Yeah, right back at you.
That's one of the best parts I always say about being in the band that has the cultural crossover and the generational crossover is we could be in a heavy metal band and sell millions and millions of records and not be able to have.
We chose not to do that.
You know, like my grandmother is there tonight, 88 years old. She'll be at every show. My wife, my mother, my 9-year-old daughter played violin on the record, and she'll step dance at the shows on Friday night. My 6-year-old's in the videos. You know what I mean?
And yet it's not timid music. It's right out there. You're carrying a flag as well. You got Springsteen on the next song we're going to hear. Your 88-year-old grandmother might like this one, Peg in My Heart. It's an old song. How'd you get Bruce Springsteen on?
Well,
working man's hero.
We just asked. You know, had the good fortune of meeting Bruce 4, 5, 6 years ago. I can't remember. And he invited us to get up and sing a couple of times at his shows, and then the joke was, hey, you got to return the favor sometime, and here it is.
We're going to hear it right here, the Dropkick Murphys, off the new album Going Out in Style. This is Peg of My Heart. This is On Point. We're at 800-423-8255. You're going to hear Springsteen come in. You can't miss him. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're in Seventh Heaven today, St. Patrick's Day. The Dropkick Murphys are in the house. And boy, what a treat it is. The punk, rock, Irish, American sensation out of South Boston. Right here off the new album, Going Out in Style, The Irish Rover. You can join the conversation today at 800-423-8255. Is everybody Irish when the Dropkick Murphys play? We're at 800-423-TALK. Got a whole bunch of the boys in the studio with us today. Scruffy Wallace and Tim Brennan, Jeff DeRosa, Al Barr, Ken Casey, all here with us right now, and you're welcome as well. What a treat it is. In just a moment, we're going to hear from one of the founders of the Pogues, a kind of a Dropkick Murphys idol, maybe, the before. Spider Stacy will be with us. Callers from all over. Here's one from Hawaii. Jim calling from Wakaloa, Hawaii. Okay, Jim. Hi, you're on the air. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Very good. One of you guys, yeah, I'm originally from Saudi. I'm a transplant now living out in Hawaii.
Lucky you.
You're doing all right. You picked a good winter to be out there.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's been wanting to come and visit, you know?
Yeah.
But I was wondering if you guys had any plans on making it out here to play. There's a few venues that.
Yeah, we've played several times out there before, and we usually try to tie it in with, like, a trip to Japan, which
sure.
I don't think
on
they'll
the
be
way.
Ready for
maybe
us
not
now.
Right
but,
now,
but
yeah.
Maybe Australia or something. So probably maybe sometime in the fall, I would imagine.
We'll be there sometime this year.
Hey, Jim, wear the green there.
Make it to the Big Island. Usually guys you play a walk.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Make it over to the Big Island.
Jim, the looks on their faces look like they're entirely ready to do that.
I want to do a whole tour of everywhere in
right,
Hawaii and just stay.
Right, just stay in Hawaii. Jim, happy St. Patrick's Day in Hawaii, no less. One more
Thanks, Jim.
Burlington, Vermont. Aaron. Hi, Aaron. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Happy St. Patrick's Day, you guys.
Hi, Aaron. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Just wanted to say thanks for your incredible music. I was lucky enough, along with my husband, to see you guys at Higher Ground last year. Quite an amazing show.
That's a fun little place to play.
It is.
There's one song that's very dear to mine and my husband's heart, which is Forever. It was actually a part of our wedding.
Oh, cool.
We got married in August last year.
It's awesome.
And it has extra special meaning because he actually was diagnosed with terminal cancer back a year ago in February. So, unfortunately, his health is very, very bad right now. But it's nice to hear you guys. And, again, thank you so much.
Aaron, what's your husband's name, Aaron?
His name is Howard.
Howard.
It's Howard Pigeon.
Aaron, you guys are in our prayers. We'll do Forever tonight for you guys, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Forever tonight from the Dropkick Murphys to you, Aaron, and to Howard, and good luck there. Thank you so much for that call. We're going to hear in just a second from, a guy, kind of a legend, Spider Stacy of the Pogues. The Pogues were there before you all arrived. Did you listen when you were kids? You've got one song on here about, matinee punk concerts way back in the day. It may not have been the Pogues, but they were the inspiration,
well,
I guess.
The Pogues kind of sum up, the other side to the band, so that song Sunday Hardcore Matinee is about, how as teenagers we were listening to punk rock and going to shows, and I knew Irish songs just by osmosis,
sure.
But I thought it was like old people's music, and then, in my early teens, the Pogues came along, and it was like, whoa, I know all these songs, they're making it cool for people my age, and, they were definitely the forerunners, and they deserve all the credit in the world for that.
The originals in Celtic punk. Spider Stacy joined you on your 2007 album, The Meanest of Times. Flanagan's Ball was there. He's going to join us in just a second. Let's listen to a little bit of the Dropkick Murphys. Flanagan's Ball, Spider Stacy right in there from the original Pogues. Let's listen. Dropkick Murphys, Flanagan's Ball from The Meanest of Times, the 2007 album, and right in the middle of the gang there,
Spider Stacy, co-founder of the Celtic punk band The Originals, the Pogues, backup vocalist, plays the tin whistle. Tonight, maybe the final performance, is the final performance of what may very well be the final U.S. tour of the Pogues. Spider Stacy joins us from New York. Spider, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Tom. It's really good to really good to be on the show.
Spider,
get out of bed, you lazy bum.
what are you doing there? I was told that this was going to be a private
surprise.
Upcoming project. Instead, I find myself associated yet again with you, scabrous hunters. I've seen the town. I know what goes on.
You can't escape.
You cannot escape the Dropkick Murphys. But they look
I
up to you, Spider.
Escape the Dropkick Murphys, and I don't mean that in a weird way. Even if I am in New York.
Yeah, give them a break. I read you saying here, Spider Stacy. You see, you've got a lot of bands have come along behind, sort of tried to do the Pogue thing. Here you say you've got a band like the Dropkick Murphys. You say, I think of all the bands that followed in our footsteps, the Pogues, the Dropkicks are the ones that really stand out. If we're responsible, then I'm a proud parent, you say, Spider. That's not so nasty.
Grandparent, maybe.
In all honesty, right, and I've actually sort of had this kind of, I wouldn't say argument, but this sort of argument
all right.
with Ken about this. I just think that the Dropkicks are so sort of uniquely, that whole sort of Boston Irish thing and the whole sound that they've got. I can see why they would say we owe a debt of gratitude to the Pogues, but I honestly believe that in some shape, manner or form, and probably not very different to the one that they've taken, that they would have sprung into being anyway, because one of the things that always surprised me about the Pogues when we started was that no one else had thought of it first. It just seemed so bloody obvious.
But what is it? What's the it? What's the thing they did, Spider?
The Dropkicks did.
Yeah, the obvious thing they did.
They just kind of did what we did, really. They took Irish music and punk and married the two together. But, I mean, they did it in a much sort of harder, more sort of obviously punky way than we did. You know, I mean, they're more sort of... We're more sort of purist than traditional, actually. In many ways, we rather look down on the Dropkick Murphys.
You wouldn't be the first.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy Makem, we had asked Tommy Makem one time to sing on our album, and his response was, are those guys anything like the Pogues? Because they ruined Irish music.
Set back Irish music 100 years.
Thanks a lot,
so
Spider.
There are purists out there that don't get it. But then you get a guy, for instance, and it's fitting that we're talking about this, Ronnie Drew from the Double News, who actually also sang on Flanagan's Ball. And I believe it might have been one of the last recordings he ever sang on. What a gentleman. He said... You know, to us, that bands like us and the Pogues were responsible for bringing it to the next generation
Keeping
of kids, you know?
Well, and who doesn't hear that? I mean, Spider, you're based out of London. Do you hear the American angle in the Dropkick Murphys?
Oh, I mean, very much so. I mean, and particularly, obviously, the Boston angle, because, I mean, they are so inextricably, you know, linked to Boston. I mean, obviously, you know, it's their roots,
sure.
where they're from and everything. But one of the things that really appeals to me as well, and I think is why that they've had this, you know, and I'm really, really pleased with all, you know, getting, you know, name checks from people like Springsteen, Martin Scorsese using shipping up to Boston and everything. I mean, like, it is that real sort of blue collar thing, and I think that the Dropkicks, more than any other band that I've heard, I mean, they really, really epitomize that. They really, really sum it up. I'm not from a blue-collar American background, so I can't pretend to know what it's like to be from one. But, I mean, I know plenty of, like, for, you know, blue-collar Americans, if you like. It's these bunch of ne'er-do-wells you go with you for a kickoff, you know. And I mean, I'm sorry, I'm being a bit long-winded about it, but everything about them, it just rings so true. It's like, yeah, this is what it's like. This is the experience. This is the life as it's lived, you know?
Hey, Spider, it says
or contrivance or anything like that. It's just like telling it like it is, and I think that's, amongst many other things, that's one of the reasons why people love them so much, is because they're a true people's band.
Amen, amen to that. Is it true that this is your last performance tonight, just of the U.S. tour or of the Pogues, or what is it, Spider?
Well, it's certainly true that it's the last performance of this particular tour. But I think what the idea basically is to sort of wind down this touring in its current format, just simply sort of taking into account our sort of increasing age and decrepitude. But, you know, it's a funny thing. I mean, like, this tour has actually gone really, really well. There was, in fact, a review in the Boston Globe where the reviewer said, you know, there was really nothing about this that suggested that this was a sort of farewell to Boston show. You know, it was like there's no sort of attitude from anybody on the stage that suggested that. And for that matter, there wasn't in the audience either, as far as I could make out.
Better not be.
Yeah, better not be. Spider Stacy, you're...
I can't see that it would be, really, in all honesty. I cannot sit here with my hand on my heart and say, no, that's it. We will never be coming, you know, playing in the USA again, you know, because I just, I really don't think that that's foolish.
Spider Stacy, you're a hero, you're a legend, you're great to be up talking with us in the Dropkick Murphys today. Thank you so much for
Spider,
coming in.
God bless, man.
Thanks, Spider. We love you,
man.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for asking. It's a real pleasure.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Spider Stacy, co-founder of the legendary Pogues right there with us from New York. Their last U.S. Performance tonight in New York. Let's get a call from Terry. She's from Virginia, somewhere right now on the way to Philly. Terry, thanks for calling. You're on the air with the Dropkick Murphys.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, boys.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
I've been listening to you guys for years, and I just want to thank you so much for representing the American worker, and you put a voice to our anger, and I'll definitely be drinking some green beers thinking of you tonight in Philly.
All right. There you go.
There's a lot of heads nodding right here, Terry. Have a great St. Patrick's
thank
Day.
You, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
And they do put a voice to it. Let's hear some of that here from the new album, Going Out in Style. This is the track called Cruel. Dropkick Murphys with Cruel from Going Out in Style. Maybe singing about a family a lot of us know. They were cruel, they were ignorant, they were beauty, they were kind, they were patience, they were virtue, they were crazy, they were mine. Tim in Montpelier, Vermont, you're on the air with the Dropkick Murphys.
Hi, Tom. Aaron Gobra.
Aaron Gobra, sir.
I love what these guys have added to the Red Sox Nation culture. My question has to do with the origins of the lyrics for Shipping Up to Boston. I hear there's an interesting story to that.
A little Woody Guthrie, maybe. Ken, what do you say?
Yeah, we were very honored to get the opportunity through Woody's daughter, Nora, who runs his archives, to be able to come down and go through all his just thousands and thousands of pages of lyrics that never got put to music. So, you know, they never know what the intentions were for them. And she lets some people come down and, you know, take some and put their own interpretations to it. Now, when I was there, I was just getting ready to all be put on microfilm.
Mm-hmm.
I was
wow,
like one of the last people to hold them. And I'm telling you, I had to put on these special white gloves. And I could not hold the paper more gently. And I was looking through them, and this lady had sat beside me. She keeps saying, sir, you have to
careful,
be more
careful,
gentle with the paper. I said, I can't hold anything more gentle. And, you know,
so these are like these are sort of stuff that Woody wrote
on just the original papers he wrote them, scribbles that he might have done just traveling or whatever. And you know, here I am, just amazing deep lyrics and just incredible things and powerful stuff. And then all of a sudden I see Shipping Up to Boston. I say, what the hell is this?
Bingo.
You know? And what I love is, you know, this the whole he sailor peg lost his leg. And when people say, What's with those lyrics? Those are dumb. I go, well, really? They were good enough for Woody Guthrie.
Yeah. It is indeed a great song. And you can't go to a Red Sox game these days without hearing it. And when Papelbon's headed for the mound.
Well, hopefully he gets a contract.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Hang in there, Jonathan. We'll miss your jig if we don't get it. So, St. Patrick's Day, you got plans after the concert tonight, maybe? Or does that
sleep
do you
for
in?
A week.
Yeah, well, I get at the backstage. There's almost more people backstage afterwards than there are in the club, so it's entertaining them for a while, yeah.
You've just come in from Detroit and Milwaukee, Chicago, Denver, all over the place, and what speaking of shipping up, you're shipping out soon for Europe, Strasbourg, Oslo, Stockholm, Zurich, Munich, Milan, Barcelona, Madrid. You got a lot of work to do, boys.
Sounds so much worse when you say it.
maybe it'll be great all the way.
That'd be great.
Year ahead.
Yeah, a busy year ahead and a great album to write on. It must feel good to have a new batch of music under your belt out there on the road.
It's so good to have new music to play. You know, when you tour as much as we do and it's been 4 years since an album, I mean, you know, we're happy to play whatever the people want to hear, but it's nice to have new songs.
And the times, they do resonate with your music, I'd say.
Yeah,
don't they?
I think so.
From Wisconsin, right on. Wow, what an outstanding, terrific pleasure on St. Patrick's Day to have the Dropkick Murphys in the house. Jeff DeRosa, Tim Brennan here, Scruffy Wallace has been with us. Al Barr, thank you so much
for
being with us today.
It's
and
a
Ken
pleasure.
Casey, such a pleasure here as well. Ken Casey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Dropkick Murphys. On the way to Europe, if you missed them here, head across the pond. They're playing all over the place. What a treat to have them on St. Patrick's Day. Here off their new album, Going Out in Style, The Hardest Mile. I'm Tom Ashbrook. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is On Point.